This is Dana, and you are listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Welcome to Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be episode 74 of Within the Trenches, and I'm recording live from Naperville, Chicago, within the Marriott for the 914-911 conference. And I'm sitting here with the one and only Kelly, who is the CEO of Success Communications, Inc. How's it going?
Hey, it's going great, Ricardo. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. So these 2 days we've been here, there's been speakers sharing their stories. I was one of them, actually.
Yes.
And, you know, to be honest with you, though, I didn't know that I was going to be the first one. So I started freaking out when I saw the agenda.
I know. I could tell. You were almost hyperventilating, taking the stage. I could see the sweat. You were a master. You walked on. You did fine.
Oh, well, thank you. I was telling Samantha this earlier in the previous episode that I had finished the PowerPoint, like the complete PowerPoint, at the end of Wednesday night when I got here. And then the next morning, I am standing, which is why I didn't come down earlier because I had told you, okay, I'll meet you there when you guys get in to the room that we were at. It's because I was going through my entire talk by myself in the room, talking to myself in the mirror and everything. And I was telling her that people next door probably thought either shut up because we're still trying to sleep or who is this fool?
The joys of being a speaker and being on the road and being in hotels. Yes. You know what? You did great. You nailed it. You told people your story. And that's what this conference is about. People mm-hmm. from the dispatch field who live and love and are driven by this job, you know, and they have their own story to tell. And like you said, we've had a plethora of, mm-hmm. of amazing speakers, people who are still doing the job, but still doing other things that are just like right. rock your socks.
Yeah, exactly. Now, and the thing that I enjoyed the most was like right in the beginning, you know, you were playing music and you were getting everybody up. I was like, come on, everybody start yeah. dancing and get into it. And everybody did. Mm-hmm. And I myself being slightly shy, even though I love to dance, I got into it myself.
Well, it is billed as a motivational conference for mm-hmm. those who answer the call because, you know, there are so many times where I've gone to conferences or trainings or even in my research where people tell you, you have to exercise, you have to do this, you have to breathe, you have to eat right. How many times have we heard that?
Right.
But in dispatch, what's the reality? We still grab that burger. We still eat bad. We still don't exercise. Even exactly. if we have sit-stand furniture, we don't use it or it's broken or it's not repaired, you know, whatever. But we can find an excuse for everything. And I've always, in our company, Success Communications, we've always believed in, you know, building better dispatchers, helping mm-hmm. you apply the lessons that we teach immediately so that you can see that if you can do it here, you can take it back and do it at home. And that's what this conference has become. It's actually evolved into, I had a vision and I thought, boy, wouldn't it be great to have people come up, not just tell stories for the sake of telling stories. We'll get into that this afternoon and that's off the record. We're closing the doors, turning off all the mics yeah. and everybody gets to just talk and vent and cry and laugh about their stories. But the presenters tell, like Chris Lyon today, mm-hmm. for example, her killing in Al Capone's history in the Berrien Springs area, the mm-hmm. book that she authored. She did that on her own on the side in addition to being a dispatcher. And I love her title where she says dispatcher by day, author by night, you know, right, genealogy, yeah. historian. Plus she goes and chases storms. And like you found, there are amazing dispatchers, telecommunicators, call takers, supervisors, directors in our field, in our arena who do other things. It's like that Superman cape, you know?
Yeah.
We do like regular normal stuff that everybody else does. And then we take off that, you know, that overshirt right. and we show our true superhero powers. And I really am glad that people are highlighting that at this conference because mm-hmm. it's been exciting to yeah, see, you know, a woman who's 47 years old who runs marathons and rides a motorcycle and, you know, makes her husband get out and go run with her. She got the entire crowd up and doing lunges because, you know, another presenter said, we need to move even if we're in our office right. in the dispatch room. We need to move. So they're working together and they're making people motivated to take action here. And I love that.
Now, was there any video that was taken of that when we were all doing it? Or was it just pictures?
I believe we have some Oh, I'll have to check. The pictures are available.
I saw the camera was up too,
and we'll put the video out there. That definitely has to go up.
Yeah,
either on the success site or on the 911491.com. Mm-hmm. We're going to put pictures, of course, and then if we have some video of that, that would be interesting because I saw you get out of the way.
I did a little bit. Yes, yeah, I did do a couple lunges, and then I felt a little tweak, and I was like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't do this at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't want to cry people, in front
be
of
nice,
people.
You know, be safe to yourself, but you know, because right. We haven't moved in a long time. I remember being in that dispatch chair and never moving. And then when you get up, you're like, oh, everything's popping. You sound like a bag of popcorn, you know, in the microwave. So I just, I love motivating people to motivate others. And that's what this conference has been doing. I'm so excited for next year. We're already planning. We've got the date booked, September 17 and 18.
Right. Yep.
Here in Naperville at the Marriott again, because they've been so wonderful to us. And we're going to actually build it out bigger. We're going to have a lot more fun and prizes. We've given away a lot of prizes. I told everybody, you bring somebody else back next year, we'll have even more prizes. And it really is just about talking about amazing dispatchers who are doing amazing jobs and amazing other things, mm-hmm. and then rewarding and thanking those heroes.
See, and that's the best part because, you know, me now on the other side of 911, as an industry partner, I've noticed... And I kind of noticed it before, too, when I was in dispatch. But going to conferences, it's not catered to the right people.
Well, at least not all the time.
There is a message. But it's not like what you guys are doing here, where it's just straight up dispatch.
Yeah, we're out of the box thinkers, man. It's what we do, and it's what our company's been known for, too, since 2006. So we really do... And I've had this vision, like I said yesterday, for a few years to bring it about like this and then to watch the people in the audience actually take control of it and run it. That's gold. Mm-hmm. That's what I want. I want it to be by, for, and about those who are answering the call. That's why I wrote my book. That's why we created the company, Success Communications, Inc. That's why I speak and do keynotes like I'm doing Missouri, their state conference in 2015. That's why I'm doing my dissertation on emergency dispatchers because... You know, we heard a speaker today talking about SISM, the stress management, and I'm actually investigating and done the research on the other end of it on coping and protective factors. What are we doing on the right side to prevent, to build resilience and prevent some of that stress and that trauma from eating us alive?
Right.
And I want to highlight that throughout these conferences as well. What can we do to enact the good stuff?
You know, one of the things that I see a lot of big companies doing is, and I say this because there's a company right around the corner from where my office is located, and they have their employees outside, and they're like playing games like kids.
Rock and roll.
But it looks very fun.
I know.
You know?
And ball, everybody outside.
Yeah, and like Google and all this other stuff, you know, they have them doing, you know, just kind of crazy things but I mean like fun things, you know, stuff that would alleviate stress.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder what if dispatch centers did that, you know, what if they had a way to do that?
Yeah. And I think Sam approached that topic very well with her examples of you can do exercises right there in the room. And we've heard this over and over and over, but when she sat there in the chair going, okay, you can either sit like this or you can sit up or you can stand. And I mean, she gave us the reality of what she's been employing herself in the workplace, which makes her more fit. And like she said, she wants to live longer for her kids.
Right.
I mean, really, we're saving lives, but we're not really taking care of our own. And so my motivation, my passion is about saving lives, you know, building better dispatchers, but saving their lives too.
Now, your vision for this conference, what was something that really pushed it to bring it to fruition?
Well, we had some bumps along the way. We tried to roll it out a year ago when you and I talked before, and we had some real struggles trying to have it in a location out west in Vegas. And so when we brought it back here, things seemed to click and come together a lot better, too. We had a lot more, not only support, but interest and a following, truly, in the Midwest. But we have people in this conference, even from Iowa, Nebraska, Wisconsin, I mean, really all over. But my vision has been and always is to make it about the dispatchers. Mm-hmm. Let them have a voice. And you've done that with this show. And that's why I wanted you. That's why it was so important to bring you on you explain.
I do appreciate that.
Because what you do is an amazing, phenomenal job of connecting people that are doing this job, this tough job. And that they are allowed to tell their side. And you had that vision.
Yeah, so, that's exactly what I wanted to do. Yeah,
yeah. So all I'm doing is taking it to a different degree, a different level, and doing it in person, face-to-face. Because, you know, as I travel around the country and I meet different dispatchers who've struggled with calls, or had some really goofy calls or whatever. And they share those with me. And I'm like, you know what? You should be sharing this with a whole room full of dispatchers. Right. You need to all laugh at that. That is funny.
Yeah.
Okay. So I really want them to be able to do that here in a safe environment where they can just blow off and not take it down a bad way, but just, you know, have a little fun, make a little fun of what we do for a living
right.
in a safe way that it's not posted on the internet or on Facebook or someplace where people get a bad impression, but rather a healthy venting of, you know, the whole gamut of emotions that you go through in the job.
Now, one thing that, I mean, because this obviously people can't see what's going on, but just to give them a little taste, yesterday in the morning, you brought out a beach ball.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was 48 inches in diameter when I was blowing that sucker
oh, really?
Up. Yeah, right. So hours later, it was, wow, that's a big beach ball. But yeah, we got the music playing. We got, you know, everybody up and pushing, you know, throwing the ball around. Today, this morning, we opened the same way. Yesterday, we ended with dancing and music because as a dispatcher, I used to do that. You know, I'd go into work and my partners would be crabby, negative, nasty, mean, ucky, you know. And I'd make up words to songs on the radio.
You could have been on my team because when towards like the last half of my dispatching career, you know, I was on midnights. I worked midnights almost the whole time. But when I first got a supervisor position, I had to go to mornings for like 6 months, which really, really sucked, but I made the best of it. And, but then I went back to nights and my team and I at around 2:30, 3 o'clock, when you're getting kind of slap happy and you're trying to do everything you can to stay awake, we would start singing.
Oh yeah.
And we would play, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh yeah.
And we would sing and man, I don't have a recording of it, but me with my deep voice trying to get that magnifico, you know, that all the way up there. It was something else. But yeah, if you could have been on our team, man. That's how we did it.
You know what? You got to do something to alleviate the stress. And if you can build, that's why I said my dissertation topic is about the resilience in dispatchers. And if you learn how to cope with this job on the front end, and we do that in the beginning dispatch class, teaching them really good habits to instill, you know, some of these factors that help them gauge, you know, that's too, I don't want to go there. I don't want to be negative. I don't want to be that way. I don't want to go, you know what, just, you know, tell people, stop being mean to me. I'm going to make it and you're going to be stuck with me. So stop. I might have to save your back, you know, have your back someday. So, you know, we really want to build better, stronger, convicted people that have that conviction to do the job all the way through and be able to get out healthy and not die on the chair or retire and then die.
Right.
Or be eaten up by stress and cancer and die because you're so busy saving other people's lives. We really are about saving those lives of dispatchers.
Yeah, we don't ever think of ourselves. A lot of the time, a lot of the, you know, former coworkers that I have, I talk to them and they're like, well, you know, this is what I do. And I was like, what? You're going to end up. And I tell them about me getting out of dispatch and then my back was so screwed up because my body started finally going into a regular routine. It wasn't like fast moving where my body didn't realize that it was really dying. You know, it was getting messed up.
Right.
You know, I had to go to the chiropractor. So I go and I talk to them again. I'm like, you got to go. You got to do this because your health is important because I learned the hard way, which I usually tend to do.
We all do that to the point even where we will make it as an excuse. Mm-hmm. Well, this is just what I have to do to get through. No, you don't. And that's what we want to do is give them that wake up call, because if you see the dispatchers who are in this room, how they're adapting, how they're making a difference, what they're doing to inspire others and to actually, you know, motivate themselves to do right by them. Man, that's powerful. And that's the juice I wanted coming out of here is that, you know, that energy drink, you know, that you don't have to bottle it. It's here. It's here. And we're going to be here next year. And one of the dispatchers, she already proclaimed, she goes, you know, in 20 years, this conference is going to be huge.
That's going to be awesome.
I said, that's cool, man. We'll have people from all over the world, the globe coming in for this conference, because that's what I see. You know, we're all the same. Mm-hmm. When I travel around and visit other agencies, other places, other dispatch centers, you know, we're all the same, dealing with the same issues and the same problems, the same struggles. Well, come on, let's put our heads together and figure this out.
Definitely. Now, really quick, going into the wrap up of this episode, if you can just touch briefly on some of the talks that you yourself have given to the audience here, anyone that you would like to pick out.
Oh, wow. Well, I think the one that encapsulates a lot of the theme here this 2 days has been knowledge is power. When you mm-hmm. know stuff, you can take action, whether that's fixing your health, fixing your relationships, fixing your job, setting your goals to accomplish things, accomplish your vision, your dreams. I think somebody said it, Chris said it best when she said, I don't want to wait around for a bucket, you know, to cross things off my list. Get the knowledge. And like I said yesterday in my presentation, you know, look at other successful people and how they've done it. You know, they leave clues. And all you have to do is follow the clues. When I look around and say, when I said 7 years ago, geez, I want to have my PhD in public safety leadership and do something. I wanted to do something different, but I didn't know how to get there. But I looked at other people and went, well, if they can do it, I can do it.
Right.
And really, that knowledge that you see these dispatchers here today and yesterday, or they're saying, you know, I didn't have to put a lot of effort into it because I had fun. Like you have fun doing this. Mm-hmm. So you look at how it's others did it. You look at how others did it. You formed a strategy and said, this is how I'm going to do it, but mm-hmm. it's going to be about this.
Right.
So knowledge, just gaining knowledge that expands your horizons. It's not the same old, same old. We get in a rut. And, you know, Earl Nightingale said, I believe it was Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill said that a rut is a grave with the ends kicked out. And I think dispatchers get into a rut.
That's definitely true.
And I think
true.
that rut is all-consuming, and I think it is debilitating, and I think it's unfair. Because these people are true heroes, and they have to know that there's another hand reaching over this rut and saying, come on, go with me. Let's get up. Let's move. Let's take action. Let's have some fun and save you. That's what we're doing here. 911-4-911.com.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for being on this episode. If anybody ever wants to... you know, look you guys up. Do you have Facebook, Twitter, or anything like that? Anything you'd like to plug really quick?
Yeah, we have Success Communications, Inc. As a website, so it's .com. It's also out there on Facebook. They can find me as a result of going through those pages, or they can just email me at kelly@successcommunicationsinc.com. I'll respond pretty quickly. Don't look for that in the next 30 days because I'm going to be finishing that PhD. So
yeah, you got a lot of stuff that you're working on.
I won't have a quick turnaround right now, but, you know, definitely I've been there for anybody who's been in my classes and tried any of the tools we teach them to apply, and we do want to make sure that people are successful.
All right. Excellent. Well, I'll make sure to put up all those links on the blog entry when I put up the episode and all. And yeah, thank you again.
Thank you. We're going to put your link of your presentation then out there on the 911for911.com so people can see, hey, if Ricardo can do this, I can do it, right?
Hey, there you go. Bring more speakers in next year and all.
Oh, yeah.
And you will be here next year.
Yes.
It'll be September 17th and 18th,
yes.
2015.
Yes.
And it'll be the Marriott Naperville.
Yep.
Illinois. All right. Excellent. Well, for those listening to this, if you have any comments or questions or anything, you can email the show, and that's going to be WTTpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. That is @901podcast. Also on Facebook, and make sure to like us. It's facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast, and this will be posted up and available 24/7 on thejabberlog.com, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Spreaker. Have a good one, everybody.